way.
And say if you had been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you'd say you still had a what to go?
A long way.
And if something was real common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, you'd say he fell over
backward.
And this way would be
frontwards.
Or not backwards, but
frontward.
Okay. And say if you had been fishing and I asked you
forward.
Okay. And say if you had been fishing and I asked you if you caught any fish, you might say no. What a one.
Not a one.
Okay. Do you ever say nary a one?
No.
Nair one.
Yeah, I guess I've heard it.
And
somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Say if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you
cleared the property.
And you say wheat or fodder is tied up into a. Do you ever hear of a sheaf or a bundle?
A bundle.
Okay. Then the bundles are piled up into a.
A stack or a pile.
Okay. And talking about how much wheat you raise, you might say we raise 40 what of wheat to the acre?
Bushels.
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I don't know anything about oats.
Say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or instead of using the word we, you could say
she and I, or you and I.
Okay. And you say, he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants
us.
Would you say all two of us or
both of us?
Huh?
Both of us.
Okay. And say, if you knock at the door and someone asks who's there, and you know they recognize your voice, you might answer, it's
me.
Okay. And if it's a man, you say, it's
him.
And a woman.
Her.
And two people.
Them.
And talking about how tall you are, you'd say, he's not as tall as
I.
Or I'm not as tall
as he.
And he can do that better than
me.
And if something belongs to me, then you'd say it's
mine.
Or you say, that's not mine, that's
yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's
ours.
And if it belongs to them?
Theirs.
To him?
His.
To her?
Hers.
Do you ever hear people say his'n? Or your?
I probably have.
Say there had been a group of people over at your house. They were fixing to leave. You'd say, well, I hope what come back again.
I hope you'll come back again?
Mm-hmm. Would you say that if you're talking about to a whole group?
You all come back again.
Okay. What if there's a group of people and you're asking about their coats, you know, everybody's coats. You'd say, Where are
your coats?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever say y'all's coats? Or you all's coats? If you're talking to the whole.
I guess you might would.
Or like if you were talking
your
to them
coats
about their coffee. You said, get
your coffee.
Uh-huh. What about y'all's coffee or you all's coffee?
I might say it, I wouldn't know.
I guess you could remember. Say if there had been a group, if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, you're asking about the people who had gone, you'd say, well, was at the party, you'd say.
Who was at the party?
Uh-huh. What about who all was at the party?